This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate approved Wednesday a temporary funding bill to keep the government open through December 11th, sending the measure to President Donald Trump for signing into law. Government funding runs out at midnight Wednesday. The legislation, which had previously passed the House of Representatives and passed the Senate, continues funding most programs at current levels. Assuming President Trump signs the bill, it will avoid a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic and ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. The man heading Afghanistan's peace efforts said Iran did not attend the ceremony marking the opening of talks with the Taliban due to tensions with the United States. Despite that, Abdullah Abdullah, the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, told VOA Iran supported the peace process, acknowledging Iran had, quote, legitimate concerns, end quote, and legitimate interests in Afghanistan as a neighbor that hosts millions of Afghan refugees. A senior Afghan official said Wednesday negotiators with the Afghan government and Taliban are nearing a compromise on a key sticking point that has stalled peace talks in Doha. Talks started in the capital September 12th. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and French leader Emmanuel Macron called for a complete halt to fighting in Karabakh and said they were ready to intensify diplomatic efforts to help solve the conflict. The Kremlin said the leaders expressed readiness to see a statement made on behalf of the co-chairs of the Minsk Group, Russia, France, and the U.S., that would call for an immediate end to fighting and start of talks. Quote, Vladimir Putin and Emmanuel Macron call on the warring sides to halt fire completely and as soon as possible, de-escalate tensions and show maximum restraint, end quote, the Kremlin said. Meanwhile, NATO allies, France and Turkey, stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. On the fourth day of fighting, Azerbaijan and the ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. Also Wednesday, President Putin told his French counterpart any attempts to interfere in affairs of a sovereign country were unacceptable, as the two discussed Belarus, the Kremlin said. Putin noted, quote, any attempts to interfere in internal affairs of a sovereign state and outside pressures on legitimate authorities are unacceptable, end quote, the Kremlin said late Wednesday. The phone call between the two leaders came after Macron met Belarusian opposition figure Svetlana Tikhanovskaya Tuesday. A technical problem forced a halt to all trading on Tokyo stock exchanges Thursday with no information on when activity would resume, the bourse's operator said. The precise nature of the glitch was not explained further, but it meant the country's top indexes, the Nikkei 225 and the Topix, were unable to open at the start of the trading day. An official told AFP trade was suspended starting at 8:35 a.m. Orders were also not being received. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an immediate infusion of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the World Body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses, 245 million treatments, and 500 million diagnostic tests over the next year. Wednesday, a U.S. court approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 people dead and more than 800 wounded in Las Vegas. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.